18 days in solitude. Instructional Dharma talks in retreat. By Venerable Uadakaramsi, 1937-2002. Day 7, the 23rd of October 2002. It needs to know one's level of knowledge during the practice. There are the stages of purification. You are undertaking the 8 precepts that during the practice not breaking the precepts, sila. But if you go back home it may be. If you break your resolution is not breaking the sila, but with the purity of the mind. For the second point of the purification, you have to purify the mind. What are the differences between sila and purified mind? With sila you can only purify the bodily actions and speech, but not for the mind. Purified mind is the outcome of samadhi practice. Making the mind calm down at the entrance of the nostrils is samatha practice. It's stopping greed, hatred, delusion, conceit, wrong view, etc. to enter the mind. Also, you have to purify the mind from wrong views, dittivasuddhi. You'll not attain path and fruit if the mind is not pure. The main wrong views are 3 kinds, i.e., identity view, sakkaya ditthi, view of eternalism, sassata ditthi, and view of annihilationism, akkheda ditthi. There are no person and being, no man and woman, and only the 5 aggregates, khandhas, exist. Only mind and form exist. I am not forcing you to see it, but to know the reality. By viewing as after death everything cut off is akkheda ditthi. This is viewing by materialist and communist, the view of extermination. And taking next life as stable and not changing is view of eternalism. This is the view of after death, the soul or self takes another new body. It's like taken off the old clothes and change a new one. Even some monks are thinking in this way. There is not such kinds of view in Buddhism. You must see it as with the causes and the result arises. There is nothing such as dying from this life and going into a new body. It's only the result of action arises, vipaka. It makes rebirth consciousness arises. It's not the mind and body of this life goes to next life. With volitional conditioning and rebirth consciousness arises. For example, the sound and images broadcast by the TV station don't come to this side, into a television. From this side is only receiving its energy. In the same way, the dying person not comes to that side. This is the Hindu doctrine. It's not the same nor different person, only cause and effect relationship. No soul or self is wandering around. In Buddhism there's no existence of soul. After death, it's not annihilated nor stable, only the continuations of causes and effects process. Kamich result has 4 kinds. Sayadaw mentioned the result of kamma according to the 7 mind's moments, jivana citta, cognitive process of the mind, in the Abhidhamma. The first of the 7 mind moments can give the result in this life. It's called dittadharma vedaniya kamma. The 7th mind moment can give the result in next life, upapaja vedaniya kamma. The 2nd to 6th of the 5 mind moments can give results at any lifetime. The 4th kind of kamma is fruitless kamma, ahosakamma. Closing square bracket. The 4th purification is overcoming doubt, kankavitarana visuddhi. This is overcome by understanding of cause and effect, i.e., seeing the dependent arising process. In the process of mind and matter arise, sometimes mind is the cause and matter is the result, sometimes matter is the cause and mind is the result. These are happening in the khanda and to know them with the practice. For wanting to breathe in, mind-made air element arises, sataja vayodhatu. For wanting to breathe out, that mind-made air element arises. Wanting to breathe in and out are the causes, and the breaths come in and out are the results. You must contemplate the causes and effects. No need to think about them. You can't follow them in time if you're thinking. It is enough if you know them. You know that with the mind of wanting to breathe in, and the air arises if you're watching it with sati. You can try it out by yourself. During the time of eating foods, with the mind of wanting to eat, to take, etc., that eating, taking, etc., arise and can contemplate them. If you can contemplate, then the mind wants to enjoy the taste not arises. And then feeling, vedana, and craving, tanha, not arise. And without samadaya, i.e., tanha, and dukkha not arise. Samadaya is the cause and dukkha is the result. In the whole loka, world, nothing is free from causes and effects, except nibbana element. It's only that we don't know about them. The grasses are growing. They must have their causes. All happen with their causes. Look at the chair. With the mind of wanting to sit, that the chair comes into being. Everything of necessities is the causes. There are a lot of causes for mind and matter. At walking meditation, first, stand with 2 feet side by side. In standing with the left foot, wanting to lift the foot and it lifts up. The foot does not step forwards without the mind of wanting to step. Here no need to include mind and matter. Only observe the cause and effect. Because of the mind and the air element moves. And then the yogi will know the connection of mind and matter. Continued to talk about Sariputta's meeting with Ven. Asaji, who said a few words to him. It was cause and effect, and Sariputta entered the stream. Whatever result arises, and there are causes. With only these words of short instruction, Sariputta became a Sotapanna. After hearing of what Ven. Asaji told him and turned his mind in the Kanda. Even here we practice for 18 days is not easy. But Sariputta had sharp knowledge and discerned the whole world, loka. There are past causes why I meet you all here. A teacher has his own followers and disciples. Someone could be liberated by Ven. Sariputta, instead not by the Buddha. This was also cause and effect connection. In the world there are a lot of men and women. Only this man and this woman marry to each other because they have past causes with them. Here he talked about the law of karma, mentioned a story of a man who was the brother-in-law of a professor in physics. This man's father was very rich, so he inherited a lot of money. But later he spent all his money and became a beggar and died on a resting place near the roadside. Someone past karma is not good, but he can make fortune with his present karma. So, it's important to understand about karma. Continued to explain cause and effect by using the 12 links of dependent arising process in reverse order, Patiloma. If you understand the cause and effect relationship, and it's the purification of overcoming doubt. Without repaying the karmic debts, no one free from samsara. Even the Buddha had repaid for it. Therefore samsara is frightening. Told the story of Ven. Maha Moggallana murdered by the bandits because of the past karma of killing his own parents.